Hi, everybody. Let's let everyone come in and then we'll get started. Changing the name. All right. Welcome, welcome. Almost there. We're just going to wait till 1 o'clock. Here we are. Oops, 1 o'clock Mountain Daylight Time, 2 o'clock Central. Sorry about that. Welcome. Hi, everybody. I'm Coach Julie. I'm here for the Queen's Club talk on level ups versus I'm better than I was. Everyone hear me okay? Hi, Emily from Boston. Hi. Wow, Susan, Louisiana, we have such a diverse membership. So just quick, in case you don't know me, I am Coach Julie. I'm from the Pacific Northwest. I've been a member of No BS since September 19 and an OBS coach since November last year. It's such an honor to serve this membership. My primary focus here at No BS is working one-on-one with members who want to work on specific things associated with their weight loss or other situations and want to have private one-on-one time with a coach. So that's what I do here primarily at No BS. Hi, Ellen, North Virginia. Lovely. Nice to see you all. So here we are. Let's get started. So this first part, we're going to do some talking about leveling up versus being better than you were. And then we'll do some coaching halfway through here. Western Washington, whoop, whoop, in the house. Me too, Southwestern Washington. So let's get started. I'm going to share my screen and pull up the presentation and play it. All right. Can everybody see okay? Thank you. Yes, Barb. Thank you. Please make sure that you are in all panelists and attendees in the chat because this is going to be a little bit interactive today. And so I'm going to want to see you in the chat for sure. So all panelists and attendees, please. Yes. So leveling up versus I'm better than I was. Let's talk about it. Let's get into it. All right. So what does it mean to be better than you were? All right. It's sort of looking back at how you did things in the past and then comparing them to the things that you're doing today and noticing that you've made improvements based on past performance. But the interesting thing about this is that notice the past tense of that statement. You have to look backwards to compare that you're doing better. And so it's really past focused, right? It's sort of past natured thinking. It's taking present behavior, comparing it to something you did in the past. And really, it doesn't take into consideration your goals or your future self or anything you want for yourself. So although there's nothing wrong with looking at it like I'm doing so much better than I was, it also isn't focused on where you want to be or your goals or anything like that. So oftentimes when someone says they're doing better than they were, it's sort of a past to stop. It's comparing to the past and it's good enough compared to. And I think it's important to notice that about ourselves because it's sort of like a reason to not keep making changes because you've noticed your improvement, as opposed to deciding where you want to be and keep making changes until you get there. And also, sometimes we use it as an excuse to kind of dig in where we are today instead of striving to reach our goals, just like we talked about a minute ago. So even though on the surface, doing better than you have been doing in the past sounds good. It also is a little bit, can be a little bit of an old shitty, because it does not take into consideration our future, right? So what's the difference between that and a level up? So let's look at that. What's a level up? So we all know this a little bit, right? Making a small change for the purposes of supporting your long-term goals. Tiny improvements for today to invest in the you of tomorrow, right? And at No BS, I know you guys all know it, but we call leveling up by all different kinds of names. Leveling up here has so many aliases. So a 1% or 1%er, small change, small tweak, micro change. You'll hear Corinne refer to leveling up in all those ways. And they all mean the same thing, right? A little tiny micro change that's just like slightly better than whatever you're doing, but one step towards your future self, right? All right. So how do you make a 1% level up? Here's some questions to ask yourself first. Is there something small I can do today that's just a little bit better than what I did yesterday? Okay, so just imagine if every time you went to level up, you asked yourself that one small change that you could do today a little bit better than what you did yesterday. It's brilliant. Can I just, now we hear Corinne say this all the time, right? So I add on to can I just every day of my life? Can I just try this? Can I just not open the refrigerator right now? Can I just sit with the urge? Oh, yes, exactly. Some of you've read ahead a little and are already putting your questions you ask yourself in the chat. So I want you to do that for sure. This is completely my hope, is that we get to interact in this way. So what is something easy I can try today? I love when I ask myself, what can I try today? Because it shows my investment in myself. And it also just reminds me, it's just trial and error. I'm trying things, see what works, what doesn't work, or what gives me results, or what doesn't give me the results I want. Is there something else I'm willing to give up or try to do differently? I love that as well, because trying to do something differently reminds me that I might have tried a version of this tweak in the past, and I'm going to keep revising it until I find the results I want. So what else? I see some good questions that people ask. Chrissy, what small wins can I create today? I love that. I love that so much. Does this choice take me closer to or further away from my goals? Kathy said. That's fantastic too. Make that evening snack boring. Yeah. Sitting with an urge, drink water. Good ideas. So there are so many ways to make a level up. And we're going to talk about the four big categories of No BS, the four basics, sleep and water and planning and thinking, assessing. And so that's what our next portion of this call is going to be about. So let's move into that right now. Oh, could I just drink an extra glass of water? Can I cut one serving size for one meal? I love that, Maria. Can I just leave a few bites on my plate after doing smaller portions? Great, Corinne. All right, so let's go into talking about leveling up food specific. Pardon me, Marla, I'm very sorry. You can see I could get close. My reading glasses need to be improved, obviously. So let's talk about leveling up food. So we could level up portions, right? I saw you guys mention some of these things in the chat box. Leaving a few bites behind, serving a few bites less, using a smaller plate, practicing the Kathy method, ask yourself if you're hungry, ask yourself if you're satisfied, right? All ways to level up portions. And then also eating, right? Eating slower. Putting your utensil down, like your fork or spoon. My accountability partner and I sometimes count chews. I can tell you, you know, when I chew 20 times a bite versus 40 times a bite, like I have thoughts about the 40 times a bite, and it just in my mind is forever. But It isn't, and it really slows me down. So, oh yeah, someone just, Melinda just said, put the damn cashews away. I love that. I'm sorry, you totally cracked me up. Melinda, that's awesome. All right, and then there's leveling up food quality. So we've all done the No BS course, right? So good, better, best. Revising our good, better, best lists. So for me, I love the French fried potatoes, okay? But that's fine. I totally allow myself French fries. That's great. But a better for me is a whole potato or even a mashed potato. And, you know, maybe a best is a diced up potato where it's just some like herbies. Add more fresh and whole foods to your meals. And the reason I added this, because this was my personal, what I deem to be my downfall. I do not love the raw vegetables, like a variety of them anyway. I like the basics, but I don't love all the raw vegetables. But I do love that sweet kale salad mix with the like 16 super vegetables in it from Costco. I know you guys all know what I'm talking about. Big bag, everything's all diced up for you. I love that. I love it just as it is. But it turns out after a day or two in our fridge, it starts to get brown. So one day I decided, could I just figure out how to use this whole bag? And so I diced it up really fine, finer than it was diced in the bag. And I added it to my enchiladas and it was genius. You couldn't totally taste the vegetables, but I put a lot in. I was getting in the veg, but it just blended in with the meat. And I absolutely loved it. And my mind was blown. I realized I could add things like that to almost anything. So now I add it into enchiladas. I add it into my bolognese sauce. I can add that super salad. I just saw someone say, pardon me, they sell the bag in a smaller bag. Yes, they do at some grocery stores. Not all the ones that are in my area, but yes, they do. And so I found that I could add in huge portions of whole vegetables inside of things that I never considered adding vegetables to. So, and I know you can see, in the chat box, you guys have been offering solutions too. So I love, wait, someone please tell me the name of this salad again. At Costco, it's called sweet kale salad and it has like kale and chicory and all kinds of things like that. Yes, exactly. And so I learned that I'm a person who actually can find solutions and I have some digestive stuff that goes on. And whole vegetables really support my digestive system. And this is a way I can get it in. But when I'm not wanting to eat them actually raw, I can throw them inside of things. And I will say, they don't cook a huge amount inside the enchiladas. They stay super crunchy. So, whoop, I think I just, there we go. Leveling up water. Let's move on to water. All right. So we, like, this is one of the easiest ways to level up. We can literally line up the bottles that we want to drink every day or have our special bottle. I know some of us have special bottles that are a certain amount of ounces and then we refill. Adding a glass of water before each meal. And I found that adding a glass of water before I put anything in my mouth is helpful. Adding a glass of water when I get up in the morning. Adding the additives to water. Now, there's powders, obviously, for flavor, but also using fruit. Like sometimes I use watermelon or cucumber, but almost any fruit makes water taste amazing, personally. Drinking water in between alcoholic beverages if you're choosing to drink. So on a Friday night, you're going to the bar, you've planned two drinks, having a big glass of water between the two drinks. Keeping water in your vehicle or everywhere you go or when you're exercising. Marla just said, fill up water bottle first thing in the morning and make it all, it makes it all the difference to whether you're going to have a successful day or not. Someone, a D bought a pretty water bottle, 40 ounce water bottle. So I myself, I do a combo of these. I do have a water bottle I like to drink out of, but I also am more than willing. Like, this is my 16-ounce glass, and I totally know how many to have every day, and I tally them sometimes on the refrigerator. Speaking of that, Candy just said she likes cucumber water, which I do too. So there are so many ways to get the water in. I encourage us all to try them. So leveling up sleep. So my accountability partner, Chrissy, is here today, and she knows this is like my big one, right? So when we first got together in October 2019, I was getting like 6% in my habit tracker on the sleep. And I have literally implemented every one of these things and then some. So getting in bed 5 minutes earlier each night until you get in bed an hour before. Turning off devices an hour, maybe even two before bed, depending. No screens at all. No TV, no computers, no tablets. Finding something relaxing to do, like candles, music, taking a shower or a bath. I've personally found apps like the Calm app. I love the sleep stories and the music. I've learned to deep breathe and meditate. And there is a breathe app on Apple Watch, and I use that all the time. Oh, I love it. Chrissy, Calm app. Yeah, exactly. And I have found that if I don't have caffeine after noon, it helps me. And then I always sleep better when I've exercised. So what about you guys? Is there anything that I didn't think of here that you've tried that works for you? Yeah, Calm app, meditation. So some of my tried and trues. Magnesium. Thanks, Barb. I will say, I used to get in bed around 11, but I get up at 5 in the morning a lot. And what I was finding was I wasn't actually even giving myself the opportunity to get 7 hours sleep. So when I started really giving myself the opportunity to get it, I got it a little bit more. I see essential oils. Someone who has sleep apnea, CPAP or BiPAP if you need it. Yes. Oh, yeah, exactly. We have another member that uses the Breathe on Apple Watch. Set a timer when it goes off, Candy. So there's so many possibilities for affecting sleep. But what I've found is the key to getting it, 7 hours sleep, is to allow yourself the possibility. And I think so many of us are busy and we forget that we have to be in bed at a certain time to even have that be possible. So I love all your ideas. Thanks. Okay, this is like my favorite part, leveling up thinking. And a lot of times here at NoBS, that's ladder thinking. And this is one that hoses us sometimes, I think, because, you know, we get stuck in our heads, in our thoughts. And so I came up with some offerings that I think are quite helpful. So I used to believe, and I'm learning to believe, I used to believe that it wasn't possible to get 7 hours sleep, that I used to believe I was a person who didn't need it. Now I'm learning to believe that if I offer myself 7 hours sleep, I'm a person who needs 7 hours sleep. Like, it's that simple. I sometimes think, but that doesn't mean it's true. In my case, I sometimes thought I was just a person who didn't get as much sleep as other people. That was just a lie. Just a lie. I'm just like everybody else. I'm not a unicorn. I'm practicing thinking. I'm learning to. I sometimes tell myself, and I don't know, and I know that's not true. I'm practicing thinking. And that's just something I tell myself that doesn't make it true. I'm learning to believe. So these are like some common ladder ideas. But leveling up thinking is just basically, we have a thought. It's not a thought that's serving us. And we want to affect that thought. We want to improve upon that thought. We want to take it to the next level and the next level. We want to believe something different. We're not there yet, but we're going to practice believing something different. And the most important part about that is in this zone right here. It's coming up with an alternative thought to think, being willing to practice it, repeat it. And then this is that moment where having patience for ourselves, having patience because our thinking doesn't change overnight. We've practiced our old thinking for so long. It just takes a little bit of time. And then with practice, repetition, patience, we can affect how we think for the future. Yeah. Corinne just said, thoughts are what I need to work on. These are really helpful. I'm so glad. All right. So leveling up versus being better than you are, better than you were. Leveling up is really just investing in you today for the benefit of your future self tomorrow. So I want to ask you, what do you want to try today that your future self will thank you for tomorrow? Yeah, that's it. So let's talk about it. Anybody who wants to work on leveling up anything in their lives, you can raise your hand now. We'll do some coaching. And I'm excited to work through. There's a hand. I'm excited to work through it with you. So Melinda, I'm going to bring you on, promote you to panelist. Hi.
Hi.
I can hear you now.
I just got off my bike, so I'm a little exercise head here. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you great. Thank you.
So this is my first Queen's Club call. So my story, I've been in coaching for about 2 years, started with a different group and lost about 60 pounds. Have about 10 to go and just kind of had felt like I wanted to try something different. I've been listening to the podcast for over a year. And so kind of a newbie, but I just finished the core course this weekend. I'm about 6 weeks in to no BS, but really working on, and it kind of fits with this leveling up real well, really working on the not overeating. I think that's the key to these last 10 pounds is, you know, really, and I think what drew me to no BS was I never felt comfortable with a hunger scale and trying to put a number on it. And it was just so made up. I realized I was always saying I ate at this and I stopped at this, whether I thought about it or not. So just really working on that. How can I level up to, like, I used to think I couldn't make my goal. I now think I can. I now know I can and I know I will. But it's what do I need to do to get there? Because I don't want to do things that I'm not willing to live the rest of my life doing. Mm-hmm. You know, so I want to make it doable and where I can sustain it. So just really working on those thoughts. You know, I still go back to my two go-to still are the, but it's really good. Of course, there's always good food.
Yes.
And then the fuck it attitude of just, you know, I deserve it. It was a bad day. I just really wanted, and then trying to justify it by, you know, I'm down 60 something pounds. I'm eating much less than I used to. So it's okay. Cause it's still better than I used to do.
Yeah.
Thoughts aren't serving me.
Yeah. So you're describing like a perfect example of like, I'm much better than I was, but I don't necessarily have a solution for how I want to get to where I want to go. But I want to ask you about something you said to me right off the bat. You said you want to do things that you can do for a lifetime and not things that are unsustainable. But let me ask you this. How do you know that's true until you've tried a bunch of things?
I guess, meaning how do I know they're unsustainable? Like, what am I classifying as something I'm not willing to do?
Yeah, how are you deciding without having tried, like, trial and error?
I guess that's a good challenge because I always thought like I couldn't cut back on alcohol because I enjoyed it and didn't want to. And I've done a lot of work since Corinne had Angela on her podcast and actually did her challenge. I guess maybe I believe I can get to my goal, but I don't think I can get there without going back to kind of the thoughts of dieting mentality. Maybe that's it.
But is that true? I mean, is trial and error diet mentality?
Doesn't have to be, I guess.
Right. Because what makes it diet mentality?
The restrictions.
Yeah. Well,
it's or my thoughts make it diet mentality.
Exactly. It's your thoughts about it. So if you don't choose to think I'm using diet mentality and you do choose to think, this is me exploring myself. This is me figuring it out. This is me trial and error. Then does that, like when you think the thought I'm using diet mentality, how does that make you feel?
Crappy.
Yeah. But when you think the thought, this is me experimenting to find out what works, how does that feel?
That feels more empowered. And it's actually kind of amazing. Like when I look at how little food my husband actually needs, and we're, so our youngest left for college this past fall. So we've kind of gotten it, you know, between not having any kids here and then with COVID, of course, not having anybody else in the house and just kind of still in a little awe of how little food we perfected. Now one chicken we buy and it like feeds us for 3-4 days. You know, that I said, we've become this old couple with no kids anymore that like eat the same little thing and it lasts for days. And then I'm like, well, what's wrong with that? You know, it's good. It's a little liberating that we need so little food in the house and so little food to get full, but I still kind of have a hard time reconciling with that.
Yeah, but what you're describing is exactly what we're talking about here. Because at some point you had to decide with your husband that one chicken was going to last you all week or however many days it was. And you didn't get there by telling yourself like, oh, I'm dieting. Like, this is diet mentality. You got there by saying like, I'm eating when I'm hungry. I'm stopping when I'm satisfied. And now the two of us are able to live on this chicken for many days, right? Yeah. So it's like literally practicing telling yourself, like, if the experimentation actually feels empowering, like you described, then it's just reminding yourself, like, yeah, I sometimes think that, you know, I sometimes worry that, you know, diet mentality, but this is not an example of diet mentality. Like, I can just tell myself that truth. Like, I can worry about that. And I can also acknowledge this is not diet mentality because I actually feel empowered by it. And I don't feel empowered by diet mentality. So that's like your own litmus test, right? Because if you are using diet mentality, you said it feels crappy.
Yeah. If I feel like I'm restricting myself.
Yeah. And then just recently, Corinne was talking about restricting and like helping members take restriction from the feeling line and get it into the action line. And so I challenge you to look at it like that as well. Like, as opposed to feeling restricted, it like with your chicken, that is the act of restricting based on your hunger, right? So not a negative, but like I ate the amount of chicken that I was hungry for. I stopped when I was satisfied. It left many days of chicken, but that is a form of restricting in the sense that you just didn't eat all the chicken. But it's restriction by action, by choice, as opposed to a feeling of restriction that is somehow negative.
Yeah, because restriction definitely has a negative connotation, but it could be a positive.
Right. And it's the act of restricting, right? So I am sure some of you saw on Facebook, one of our community team members, Missy, was talking about children and that we restrict children from playing in the street. But we do not restrict children from playing. We encourage playing, just not in the middle of the street. Mm. And so it's like constraint in a way. It's like offering ourselves, you know, another angle at restriction, the act of restricting a child from being in a dangerous situation in the middle of the street is significantly different than discouraging them from playing ever. And I think we tend to all or nothing think, right, about restricting as a feeling. And so, you know, maybe doing some think, feel, do cycles with restriction in the action line and how that is by choice.
And then so they could be guidelines. Restrictions can be guidelines. They're not necessarily the negative connotation.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So playing around with that a little bit for yourself too. So you've got a couple of action items there.
Yeah. So sitting in that moment when I first get that sensation that I've probably had enough to eat, that's where that evening meal, you know, I do really good at lunch. It's that evening meal of, if I think I'm full, I need to just stop. Because there can always be more food. If it turns out I was wrong and I'm still hungry, I can always come back and eat later. But that's that moment that I think is key to continued success that I've been struggling with.
Yeah. And that moment, allowing some of those replacement thoughts, like when diet mentality comes in, it's like, yeah, of course it came in. I've used diet mentality a lot of my life, but I am not using it right now because I'm feeling empowered by using this trial and error method around leveling up. So in the empowerment, it's just a reminder that it was never diet mentality that generated the feeling of empowerment. It was that curiosity that you have. The concern about diet mentality, bring it on in. That's fine. Like, you can have that thought, like, I worry that it's diet mentality. Okay. But with the 60,000 thoughts we have a day, like, you don't have to act from that one. You can act from the other ones where you're being curious and they cause you the feeling of empowerment. That's where the action comes from.
Oh, I just got the idea of the leveling sentences that you just had there, putting those on a note card at my placemat.
That's
just have them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put them in the napkin holder or something so they stay on the table. And
I love that. That's a great idea.
Those thoughts.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. So nice to meet you.
You too.
I'll see you soon.
Thanks.
Bye now. All right. Any other hands? Anyone else want to work on leveling up? I'm going to look in the chat and see if there's any Q&A going on too. I think leveling up is so interesting. I had the opportunity to be a little guest with our community member Dina and Coach Yesenia recently in Clubhouse. And we were talking about each of the things that we find successful. I didn't realize how much I game things. Like, I love game theory. I think it's so fun to play with my curiosity. And so, you know, sometimes at the table, my husband is obsessed with motorcycles. And so he can 6 degrees of separation to motorcycles about like any topic. And so sometimes I will game myself. And like every time he says the word motorcycle, I will put my fork down and I will not pick it up until he says it again. Now, this is a virtual guarantee that he will say it again and I will eat again. But I'm more than willing to not pick up my fork again if he didn't say it. But Elizabeth, thank you. Yeah, I think gaming, that curiosity is my superpower. Like, not judging what I trial and error, but literally just being curious, trying new things, being willing to look at the results. Good, bad, indifferent, no judgment. I love that. Marla, yes, it's true. The motorcycle situation, it's real. I went to Relationship Transformation Weekend, March 2020. Actually, Corinne coached me on my husband's motorcycle obsession. So that is real. And literally, sometimes I'll just pace with him. So I'll watch when he puts his fork down, or when he pauses, I'm like all about, look at him. He eats like fast the first few bites and then he paces slow. Melinda, Kathy, thanks. Okay. So Elizabeth said her husband's thing is airplanes. So who else? Who wants to be coached today on leveling up? Are you all level up masters? Everybody here completely mastered the idea of leveling up? Here comes some hands. Great. Valerie, I'm promoting you to panelist.
Fantastic. It's taking a second to let me ask you to start your video and ask you to unmute, but hi.
Hello.
How are you, Valerie?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm so great. Thanks for coming up.
Well, thanks. So I just got on. So I hope that this is along the same lines of the level up. But ever since COVID started, I got this habit of going to Starbucks and getting a caramel macchiato, which I love, my caramel macchiato. Okay. But I don't think it's helping me with weight loss.
Okay.
So I don't know if I need to think something else, or I've actually noticed that I've gained a little bit of weight since I was doing the car, because it's really every day. Nobody needs caramel macchiato every day.
So what size caramel macchiato are you ordering?
Oh, okay. A grande.
Okay. So you think it's not helping, but do you think it's hindering? Are you really thinking it's the source of your weight gain?
Well, I haven't gained that much weight, just a couple of pounds, but that's the only thing that I've changed.
Okay.
So yes.
So how, in the spirit of leveling up, what are the possibilities? If you want to still get your daily caramel macchiato, but you want to level up. So what's possible?
This sounds easy now. Okay. So I could get a tall.
You could.
And I could probably get a skinny caramel macchiato, but I don't like those.
Okay. So you could get it like tall. Let's go with what you like. You could get it tall. Okay. You could have them do less caramely squirts in the cup.
I could. Yeah. See, okay. This is so easy. Like in my head, I was like, well, what can I do? And then I'm like, oh, okay.
Does it, extra lime. Do they have like whipped cream on top or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can have them hold the whipped cream or do half the whipped cream, and they do some like squirties on top of that too, right?
Right.
Yeah, so you can have like reduced squirties. Like, you know, so the reason I say this is because I love the mochas from coffee shops, right?
Yeah.
But I really don't actually consume lots of added sugar in things like that. So I get half the chocolate. Now at Starbucks, they do like 8 squirts of chocolate. So half the chocolate is still a lot of chocolate. And so I found that like, that's a decent balance for me. I don't get the whipped cream and I get half the chocolate. It's still chocolatey, actually quite chocolatey. And so a level up might be making changes in this realm. Like maybe you keep your grande, but you have half the squirts of things and maybe no whipped cream or half the whipped cream. Maybe after you do that, you're ready to go to a tall.
Okay. Thanks. I don't know why I didn't think of these things.
It's okay. I think because like we get in our heads about stuff, right?
Yes.
And yes. Yeah. I mean, when I order half the chocolate, they look at me like I'm crazy at any coffee house, but Starbucks particularly. But like, it turns out now that I've done that for years, I just love it that way. Like, I like it better that way. And when I get a full chocolate, I'll sometimes swap out and like drink my husband's latte and let him drink the full chocolate because it is too sweet for me. So we get in our heads. You're so normal, Valerie.
Yeah, I was like, the only other option that I have is getting the skinny, but I don't like those. So yes, I was so in my head, and that was so easy. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Tomorrow, I'm going to go with 2 cups instead of, I think they do 4.
Awesome. Fantastic. Okay.
And maybe no whipped cream the following week.
Yeah, or less. You know, that's the thing, right? We don't have to go from 0 to none. Or maybe you get whipped cream every other day. Maybe you're just like, I'm a person who doesn't need whipped cream every day. But I still do want to have it sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You're welcome. Nice to meet you.
Thanks. Nice to meet you.
Bye now.
Bye.
All right. Roxana. I'm promoting you. Anna, you do half the vanilla. I totally get it because you know, there's a chunk of sweetness there, and it's no judgment. If you like it all, good for you. But for me, I'm trying to get you, Roxana, I lost you somehow. So So if you raise your hand again, I'll get you next and I'll move on to Christine. Sorry, Roxana, there was some sort of error thing happened here. Oh, there you are. Christine, you're next. Roxana, I'm bringing you back. Sorry, everybody. Little technical snafu there. All right, Roxana, I've asked you to unmute and start your video.
Aha.
Aha.
There I am.
Hiya. How are
Hi.
You? Hi.
It's nice to meet you.
And you as well. How can this I help you?
Well, I just joined the Queen's Club.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And and this is the first time I've ever called in or anything. So
I'm the lucky one.
Yeah. So I've been doing level ups and they've helped a lot.
Good.
And I think what I still, it's more my thoughts that I want to level up.
Okay.
And I just, that's, I go do good, but then these, you know, sneaky thoughts come back in every so often of not worthy, not good enough, that kind of, you know, those kinds of thoughts.
Yeah.
And I just thinking of ways to try to improve those. I know, I wonder why they just keep coming.
Yeah, I can tell you why really clearly. Because that is how the human brain works. They're going to come. They're probably going to come forever some. So you're going to be able to affect them, reduce how often they come or the intensity with which they come. But the truth is you're just a human and they're going to come. So tell me what you've tried. Like, how have you tried to affect them so far?
I do, well, in all my planning, you know, doing a lot of gratitude, journaling, and always being, you know, really positive talk in my plans and my assessments. And I love the little, I'm learning to believe, you know, all those in the front of our planner, yeah. All those little questions and, uh-huh. or statements to either add to the beginning or the end of the thought.
Yeah,
I do those, and those help a lot. And I've had I feel like I'm having success.
Okay.
You know, and I've changed a lot of the thinking. It's just, it seems like the action stuff, I can find ways to tweak,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not finding a way to tweak yet the thought. Maybe I'm trying to change it too far or something. I need a little step that I can take to nudge it.
Yeah. So, okay. So it sounds like you've tried some things. That's awesome. I first want to tell you, no matter what, the most effective thing that's going to work is repeat, 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 and patience. Okay. So that being said, I'm not worthy. Like, that's something I used to believe. That's something I used to think. And then adding on, but now I'm learning to believe. What are you learning to believe? Are you worthy?
I'm learning to believe, yeah, that I am worthy and that I'm of, and what does that mean?
Yeah.
You know, I'm doing my goals. I'm reaching my goals and I'm learning and I'm growing and I get up every day and keep going.
Well, what is worthiness, Roxana? Like, if you could tell me why you're worthy in the first place.
Because I'm a nice person and I'm good to my family. I'm a good mom. I'm kind. I'm here. I'm, you know.
Yeah. Like everything you just said is fantastic. But that last one, I just want you to connect to that. Like, you are worthy just because you are. Mm-hmm. Like, simply right. Because you are. Because of your humanness, because every human was born worthy.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So you've got it, right? You've all the reasons you're worthy. So then when old shitty comes in, like, I think sometimes we think we have to change old shitty's mind, right? Like, somehow we can just tell ourselves we're worthy and old shitty's going to go away. But what I want you to consider is maybe it's supposed to be there. Yeah, sometimes I have doubt. Sometimes I don't think I'm worthy. That's okay. Like, I'm just going to kind of stop that thought there, because I'm learning to focus on my worthiness. Mm-hmm. I'm learning to believe I am worthy.
And I think sometimes it might be a bit of a cop-out.
Is it?
Maybe, you know, or maybe I'm thinking, you know, it's just kind of my way of kind of maybe checking out a little bit, you know, and just.
Oh, saying you're unworthy is a cop-out for you. It's just to check out. Yeah. But see, that's the great part, right? Because you get to decide what you think and how you feel about it and what you do. And so when you think I'm unworthy, you get to stop yourself right there and be like, yep, okay, I'm driving the bus. Unworthiness can get on. I am the driver. You get in the back. Unworthy gets in the far back. And all the other awesome stuff that you said about yourself, that gets to ride up front while you drive. Like, unworthiness doesn't get to drive anymore.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Yeah. And and that it's not doing me any good.
Yeah. It's not serving
you. It's not serving me. It's not doing me any good. It's counter to how I feel a lot of times, or it's counter to way I act and what I want in my goals and all of that. So
yeah, you're bringing up a point that I want to make sure everyone receives. And that is, you basically just kind of outlined a check for yourself. Like, we can have whatever thoughts we want to have, and they generate feelings, and we do things based on those. But when you're having a thought that's not serving you, and being able to say to yourself, like, what's it doing for me? And going through that think, feel, do cycle, like, here's my thought. It's causing a feeling of, like, when you think I'm not worthy, how does that feel for you, Roxanna?
It just feels very deflating, or, you know, sad.
Yeah.
Not empowering.
Yeah, exactly. Not empowering. So that's the check right there. It's like, I'm having this thought that I'm not worthy, and I feel unempowered. I feel deflated. Like, there's a thought that's not serving me. Like, is this thought serving my long-term goals? No,
right.
It goes to the back of the bus. And, you know, no, it's not serving me. Therefore, I'm learning to believe I am worthy. I'm learning to believe, you know, any other thing you want to believe about yourself that causes you to feel empowered instead of unempowered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just to believe that I don't need to think this anymore.
Exactly. Right. And just allowing yourself the space to not just try and push out an old shitty thought, but just like, yeah, come on in. Like, you can come in. I'm just not gonna take action from you. You can, right. I can thank you sometimes. I can feel that feeling for a minute, but basically you're not serving me. And so you need to go to the background while I decide to focus my thoughts on. Yeah.
All right. That sounds good. I like that.
Yeah. Good. Thank you so much. Okay. So nice to meet you.
Yeah. So nice to meet you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right. So good. Okay. Christine, thank you for your patience, because I had that little snafu. All right, Christine, I'm asking you to start your video. Hi.
Welcome to the basement. I'm in the middle of a craft project when I was listening to your call, and I'm like, oh my God, this is like the best topic ever. So I'm covered in like paint and wax, but this is one. I haven't been coached by you before, so I'm so excited.
Nice to meet you. I'm happy to work with you today. And your basement looks great. So,
yeah, it's gorgeous, baby. So it's where the magic happens. But I wanted to hop on and just say this is such an important topic. And I've been in the tribe for, 2.5, 3 years. And I've been on my weight loss journey for, God, almost 6 years. So I started at 256. Got down to like 166. I'm aiming for 156. But now I've popped back up. COVID, blah, 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 whatever. And I'm having a hard time leveling up my thoughts to keep me out of like, because I'm sorry, after 6 years, I'm like, it still feels like a job. You know, I'm trying to level up to get to the loving thoughts. I realized that with this regain, clearly this U-turn means like, okay, I forgot to pick up some knowledge along the way to get me here, right? Which is why I'm back up. So clearly I have to learn that this can be loving, that because I think what's baked into this whole concept of I'm better than I was is, well, at least I'm not doing that shit anymore. Like it's baked in, it's a negative thought.
Yeah. You know?
And I'm trying so hard to level up to these loving thoughts of this work. And I hate using the word work. And I have actually started to hate the whole term of like weight loss, because I feel like I want to get to a higher purpose. Like the whole purpose of this cannot just be so my ass is smaller. It's got to be so I'm creating a life I love. So I'm creating a life I feel, oh my God, I'm energetic when I get up every day. Like it can't just be, oh, I really want to see that number.
Yeah.
But it's got to be bigger than that. And I'm trying so hard to like level up my thoughts in a way that I truly believe them, that I am doing something loving for myself. It's not restrictive. I'm doing something caring. It's not just mourning the loss of the food.
Yeah.
And the concept of, you know, I'm better than I was. It's like, I feel like it's baked in that, like, I don't really want to do more than that shit because that shit has sucked so far. Like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, it's so baked in and negative, and I'm trying to get out of that.
Yeah. So, Christine, do you love yourself today the way you are?
I do. I love my life. I love my life. I am blessed that I have a low maintenance body. I can get out and walk all the miles. I feel good. You know what I mean? I am grateful every day. Like those are easy places to get to. Like I am happy with how I show up a lot of the time. Not every time, not all the time, but I'm happy with how I show up a lot.
Okay. And you were saying like, said clearly there was something along the way you didn't pick up.
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
I think it's, I think that it's still believing that, you know, just giving my body the food that it needs and not overeating is a loving thing. I think it's also learning, and I had a bit of a moment a couple of weeks ago, around the same time as the Amber call, by the way, which everybody know, woo, that was good, right? It hit me that she was talking about eating to like emotional satisfaction. I had just been journaling that I was eating until I hit my plus two. Mm-hmm. Fun. I was like, okay, Christine, your fun has to be places other than this plate.
Yeah.
Your fun.
You didn't miss that, right? Because you did catch that. So like, what's the piece that's missing?
Like 5 years in, I finally got, I was like, oh, that was a good one. You know what I mean?
I know, but okay, I want to stop you there. Like, could you judge yourself anymore?
Yeah.
So there's a piece you haven't learned yet, right?
Yeah. I am very, very judgy of myself. And if I'm not always kind of accomplishing and moving forward. And I was re-listening to some of the January camp this morning and somebody was saying like, if I'm not accomplishing and doing all the time, I just feel like I'm not doing enough. I'm not.
Yeah, but how are you measuring accomplishing though?
I don't know. I guess by not getting back to my weight again. You know what I mean? By that, that's how I am measuring it, which is not, again, I need other measures. I need to level up my measures of success.
Yes.
That's what I want to be working on.
I love that. Like you want to level up your measures of success. Yeah. So how could you do that?
Well, I did one thing so far this year, which I was really excited about. I decided with my accountability group, Cake and Salad, woo, good group. we were doing a walking challenge and I wanted to hit 100 miles by March 31st for the year. And I hit it a couple of days ago. So that felt really nice.
Yeah.
I honored myself by, again, one of the things I want to do is be a person who is a person of their word.
Yeah. So, but be a person of your word in terms of judging yourself. So go back to judgmental thinking. How right. could you improve upon judgmental thinking?
I can try to speak to myself with more compassion.
For sure. And maybe do some journaling, a little paper thinking about when the judgment comes in, how do you want to show up for yourself? Like, you know, what could you say to yourself instead? What do you want to believe about yourself? What do you want to think about yourself?
Right.
How do you want to feel about yourself?
Mm-hmm. I want to feel more. Yes, I want to feel like I'm working on more and I'm creating a life that's more than just like my job and my weight loss and keeping everybody fed. You know what I mean? Like,
a thought, right? So you want to think that about you, right? You want to think you're doing more than just job and weight loss and family. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you were going to work on taking your thoughts about you to the next level, removing judgment, like what would that start with? Like, give me an example of a thought you could think instead. Like when you were criticizing yourself for it only took 5 years.
Yeah.
How are you going to identify that as a judgmental thought? And what could you think instead?
I really want to think, you know, I am enough right now. I am enough and I'm worthy right now.
Yeah, that's so great, right? And just to remind you that there is no years. Like, we are born, we live a life, we die. Like, basically, there's learning opportunities every day of that journey, right? So the amount of years that you think it took to learn something, or like, what is the measure? Like, how do years even matter?
Right. You're right. And it's, I had a thought went right out of my little head. Menopause. Yay. But you know what you said about, there's all, you know, what are these years? We only have this one go round.
Right. It's just your one life, right?
What do we want out of it? I joke with one of my friends. I'm like, Jesus Christ, all the time I spent trying to work on my size, I could have brokered like the Middle East peace process or something. Like,
yeah, but see, that's a perfect thought. Like, how is that thought serving you?
It's not, like, not serving me.
It's not serving you. Like, when you think that thought, how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel like I'm wasting my time.
Yeah. Like, so one word, like, failure, like a feeling is one word.
Futile for all the
futile. Time. There you go. So like having that thought is clearly not supporting your long-term goals.
Right.
So that is a perfect moment to stop yourself and just be like, yes, Christine, like enough of that. Like I can think that, but I do not need to take that any further. Like,
right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because really, I just have this one life and I'm just trying to make it meaningful for me every day.
Yeah. And I think that, God, this call got big. The search for meaning, Julie. Like, I want this, because I think that's one reason that the weight loss work feels like work is because I haven't done the work always to tie it to something more than itself, more than it's just small pants.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gotta be like, what do I want to be able to do physically and emotionally? And I have to say, I do love the work in the tribe is so helpful. You know, I'm going through, like, I might be applying for like a really big job at work soon. And it's like something I know I never would have done if I hadn't done the slot work.
Yeah.
You know? So like feeling that confidence in lots of ways has been a big win. And remembering that the work we do here, you know, in the truck, it does tie to bigger things in our life. And I have trouble sticking that all the time.
Yeah. So instead of saying I have trouble sticking it, it's like I'm practicing, like I'm learning to effectively stick it. I'm practicing sticking it until it really sticks like super glue.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you're not having trouble doing it. You're just practicing doing it. And I think it's just so important for us all to like remember there's an opportunity to reframe how we speak to ourselves every day. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And it's so nice to see so many new coaches and so many new styles of wisdom here in the tribe. So welcome.
Thank you very much, Christine. Nice to meet you, and I'll see you real soon.
Nice to see you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Well, this is the end of our call. Thank you so much, all. It was really fun to be here with you in this capacity. And there is one Q&A question. Lisa, I find myself saying I'm doing so much better than I used to, but wondering when this should reset. I've lost 70 pounds. And of course, I'm doing better than when I started, but I've been stuck 10-pound range. Anything small I think of doing seems like not enough. So I want you to practice, Lisa, saying to yourself, every single small thing is enough, is more than enough. And I it really is that simple. Practicing, remembering, repeating, and not letting go of the fact that that is Corinne's mantra. The tiniest little micro change is more than enough. So thank you all. Thank you so much. So great to be with you. Thank you. Thanks, Tabitha and Roz, Wendy. Such a gift. Thank you, ladies. Have a great day. Bye now.